This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that maintaining economic and trade stability, ensuring energy security, protecting the interest of citizens, and strengthening industry and supply chains remain government's top priorities amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi stated this while chairing a high-level meeting virtually with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories last evening to review country's preparedness in light of the ongoing West Asia conflict and its potential impact on India. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed the need for vigilance, advanced planning and seamless coordination between the centre and states. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that by working together as Team India, the country would successfully navigate the emerging challenges. He noted that the situation remains dynamic and requires constant monitoring and swift adaptive responses. Mr. Modi also urged the states to ensure the smooth functioning of supply chains and to take strict measures against hoarding and profiteering. He also stressed the importance of advanced planning in the agriculture sector, especially ensuring adequate fertilizer availability ahead of the Kharif season. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh today. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. The inauguration of this airport marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards becoming a global aviation hub. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that despite global disruptions arising from tensions in West Asia, daily life in India has remained unaffected and the country has managed the crisis effectively. Speaking at the private media summit in New Delhi last evening, the Home Minister said the government sustained efforts to strengthen and preserve petroleum reserves over the past decade have ensured stability in supply. Mr. Shah highlighted that while several countries have witnessed sharp increases in fuel prices, India has maintained stable supply with almost zero impact on petrol and diesel prices.
In Europe, the price of petroleum product has increased by 20 to 30%. In Australia, it has increased by 18%. In America, it has increased by 17 to 34%. India is probably the only country where there has been no major increase. The Modi government also reduced the burden on citizens by cutting excise duty. There is no other country in the world that has taken the entire burden of the crisis upon itself.
In West Bengal, the Election Commission of India, ECI, has published the second list of names pending under the adjudication process as part of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls. Voters can check if their names appear using their EPIC number on the website of the State Chief Electoral Officer or through the ECI Net app. Seven persons lost their lives and several others were injured after an avalanche struck vehicles on Zojila Pass along the national highway connecting the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. The incident occurred when large volumes of snow came crashing down while vehicles were passing through the high-altitude stretch, engulfing several of them. A multi-agency rescue operation was immediately launched after the incident and efforts were on to clear the snow. Former Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli was arrested this morning over his alleged involvement in last year's deadly Z protest. His arrest comes a day after Balendra Shah took oath as the country's youngest Prime Minister. In the 19th edition of the Indian Premier League, IPL cricket will get underway in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the N. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The two-month-long tournament will continue till 31st of May. And that is the end of this news bulletin.